watch a game with multiple flat screens on all sides of the bar, or grab some tables and make it a party. Drink specials daily, plus Houlihan's is now serving a delicious hot breakfast 7 days a week. Houlihan's at the I Hotel. Check them out at the corner of 1st Street and St. Mary's Road, just south of the State Farm Center.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
If he had wanted to fire Robert Mueller, he would have. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump tweeted, calling fake news a report he'd wanted to dump the special counsel back in December. This as some in Congress push legislation to protect Mueller following Monday's FBI raid targeting the president's personal lawyer. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
Fox News has confirmed that FBI agents were seeking records relating to the 2005 Access Hollywood tape released shortly before the 2016 election. On that tape, the president can be heard talking about grabbing and kissing women without their consent. According to the search warrant, the agents who carried out the raid were also looking for any evidence that the president's lawyer, Michael Cohen, tried to conceal damaging information about the president during the campaign. Dave?
John, the Republican leading the House's Russia investigation, Devin Nunes, has finally gotten to see the two-page FBI memo said to have started the whole investigation. Fellow GOP Congressman Jim Jordan.
A step in the right direction, but, there's still redactions in it.
Democrats claim Republicans are trying to undermine the investigation. Still no American airstrikes in Syria. President Trump tweeted a few hours ago. He never said when. Could be very soon or not so soon at all. Britain and France are considering joining the response to the reported deadly chemical attack under scrutiny of the UN Security Council.
Bolivia is calling for the council to meet again today. Bolivia's UN ambassador is expressing concern that any airstrikes would be a violation of the UN Charter. And council member China, which has veto power, is asking that the U.S. should wait before taking military action until the outcome of some type of an investigation.
Fox's David Lee Miller. A Bill Cosby accuser will testify again this morning at his retrial in Pennsylvania. Janice Baker Kinney claims he drugged and raped her decades ago. Two other accusers have also testified. Cosby's charged with sexually assaulting a woman in 2004. He claims it was consensual and she's after his money. Fox News. Fair and balanced.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services, oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo will go to the Senate shortly, looking for a new job. He is President Trump's choice to replace the fired Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee as part of his nomination process, expected to emphasize President Trump's mission on the world stage, as well as how he plans to fill key vacancies at the State Department. With Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul announcing his opposition to Pompeo over his past support of the Iraq War and enhanced interrogation techniques, Republicans are hoping Pompeo can win Democratic support. Wyoming GOP Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News tonight.
They will see that in terms of the immediate threat, Syria, Iran, North Korea, he's the right person in terms of ongoing threats.
15 Senate Democrats supported Pompeo's confirmation as CIA director. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
They are still tallying the votes in Alaska, but it appears voters in Anchorage have shot down an effort to repeal a 2015 ordinance allowing transgender people to use public bathrooms and locker rooms of their choice. The NBA regular season ended last night dramatically, with one playoff spot on the line in Minnesota.
The final ticket punched as the Minnesota Timberwolves claw their way into the postseason.
Towns fakes Jokic out of it. Slams it home. Oh, baby.
Call
call courtesy of Fox Sports North. Carl Anthony Towns with a slam dunk there. Part of a team-high 26 points on the night for Big Cat, leading the T-Wolves to a 112-106 win over the Denver Nuggets. Now, with that victory, the Timberwolves lock up the final playoff spot in the Western Conference and advance to the postseason for the first time since 2004. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The Philadelphia 76ers also won last night. They carry a 16-game winning streak into the playoffs. Hockey's playoffs started last night. Defending champion, the Pittsburgh Penguins, blew out Philadelphia 7-0. And the expansion Vegas Golden Knights shut out Los Angeles in their first playoff game ever. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Sentencing is set for May 21st for an Urbana man who has been found guilty of robbing a gas station clerk at knife point last year. 26-year-old Deshaun McCullough was convicted by a jury for the holdup of the Circle K on University Avenue in March of last year. He faces up to 30 years in prison. Walmart is remodeling 16 stores in Illinois, including its store at 2610 North Prospect Avenue in Champaign. The News Gazette says that store will get widened aisles, an updated electronics department, an updated pharmacy with waiting and consultation rooms, and an expanded produce, deli, and bakery department. The in-store pickup will be moved to the front of the store. Walmart is spending $56 million on the improvements on Illinois stores. Quick note, some work on Mattis Avenue today. One lane will be closed between Sheridan Road and William Street while crews repair a storm sewer in the area. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5. Thank you, Jamie. 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
A little skip in the step for people today with the sunshine and a high 75 expected. A little breezy. We've got a low 57 into the evening tonight. Just a slight chance of precipitation later. More clouds tomorrow. 20% chance of showers. Windy. High 70, low 60. 65 with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and windy on Saturday. They're saying PM light rain for Sunday with a high 45, low 27. ESPN 93.5, where it's 55.
Yeah, Colleen will be very proud of me. She says, mention Radio Refunds. I actually remembered I've got some cool gift cards online, RadioRefunds.com. We have Old Orchard, Lanes and Links, $50 for 25 bucks. Come on. I will be buying some of those. You've got $25 gift card to the University of Illinois Golf Course, Orange and Blue. 25 bucks on sale for 15. So if you go to U of I, Orange and Blue, that's a heck of a deal. 25 for 15? Oh, man. Body Bronze, $35 gift cards for $17.50. And then you've got your Harvest Ale House and Humble Hog, great restaurants from Ben Grice up in Paxton. $25 gift cards for $12.50. I've got a few more Pies the Limit out at Village at the Crossing, where you have your individual pizza up to 35 toppings, and it's the same $8.99. I got a $10 gift card for Pies the Limit. And then I see the Jeremy Warner T-shirts are for sale, as are the Tay and Carp. I still have a few of the one-night stays at Comfort Inn and Suites in Urbana. Those are $120, includes a hot breakfast. They're on sale for $60. There's some blackout dates, but you can ask and check with the hotel. But this is kind of a cool staycation, Comfort Inn and Suites. That's all on Radio Refunds, RadioRefunds.com, and you'll save some money. Enjoy your shopping, particularly some of these golf things like the putt-putt over at Old Orchard and, of course, U of I. I don't have very many U of I, so if you want the orange and blue stuff, you better get on that now. 808. If it's not our good friend Camera Clifton, Clifton Network Partners, Dallas, Texas. Camera, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I've so missed you.
I know. It's been a while since we visited.
It has.
This has been quite...
Well, that's all right. Here we are.
Here we are. Quite a presidency. It's not a normal presidency from the standpoint of, you know, what this president does and how he responds. I railed for a long time when George Herbert Walker Bush refused to respond to the ridiculous attacks, and he went from 91% to 28%. So I think Twitter, in some cases, is fine, and the guy's kind of a brash New York guy. I think I like some of the stuff he's trying to get done. But, man, Camera, have you ever seen such hurdles and hate for this president?
Well, I think you struck a very strong and loud chord in your opening statement. This is not what we would consider a normal presidency. But this is also not what we would consider a normal time in the world. Think of, you name the technology that's available to us. It wasn't even available to us 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And not only that, but this this rivalry, this vitriol, this hate that is pouring down around his head every day is like a constant distraction. And yet, to his credit, he continues to keep his campaign promises. When was the last time we had a president who did that, except for the one we didn't want to do that?
But I've never, ever in my lifetime, ever had a politician of any type, obviously president, that says, I said I'd build the wall, I'm going to do that. I said I'd cut taxes, I'm going to do that. He references exactly what he said, and then he comes back to it, and usually you just, all campaign stuff. You never hear about it again.
Yeah. So, you know, I have to tell you, you remember, he was not my guy in the primary. I wanted Ted Cruz, but when Cruz withdrew and Trump was clearly going to be the nominee, I was like, okay, well, then we may as well be all in, because I'd rather have him than anyone, including Hillary Clinton, that could be put up by the other side. So that's what we got. Now what we have to do is we have to keep a close watch on all these things that are happening, because to your earlier point, they're creating a standard. And once that standard and that precedent is in place, it will be used over and over and over. And at some point, it may not be used to our advantage. You know, and kind of things that we want to keep moving the country forward. So it is really important to stay on top of it, and I know you're doing that every day. But some of these things, like all these special appointed people and using government agencies to spy on our president, that's probably not a good idea.
Right. No, listen, and the double standard and the hypocrisy is just rich. And I think you have such a deep state, and people say you're paranoid. I said, no, I'm not. There's facts. There's stuff that people
it's
that
it's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Institutional. I mean, it's a bias institutionally that they do stuff they shouldn't be doing. And if you don't like the president, then you shouldn't have your job, because you got to serve whatever Democrat or Republican that's in there. And as far as the midterms go, I don't think there's a nickel's difference. I really don't. I'm so frustrated with everything. The reason they shouldn't put the Democrats back in charge is A, Nancy Pelosi, and B, there'll be an impeachment hearing. And it's just a waste of time. It's just, and if you start impeaching people you don't like, there's no Russian collusion. That's ridiculous. They would have found it 10 times by now.
Right.
It's just like, please, let's do the work of the nation, man.
But, you know, Stevie, the thing about that you just said is so true. There is no impact on the midterms, except that it will be the most clear and shining example of what exactly happened, will have happened 18 months prior. Or 2 years prior, because they are not going to be in good stead. And if that, this is a different topic, but if the Census Bureau is successful in getting a true census in California, they'll lose 5 House seats, about half of their federal funding, and an undetermined number, but it'll be big enough on their electoral college votes that they won't even have enough to swing an election, a presidential election.
Well, but if that's the count, that's what should happen. And they're afraid
of... Exactly. I'm with you.
Yeah. But the question is we need a real count.
Yes, exactly. And then what will happen is that we need a real count everywhere. I think if they can do it in California, they can do it everywhere. And it would be right, and it would be the standard that we should all, you know, be prepared to live with. But I think California is the most egregious example of padding the books, if you will. And the federal tax dollars are going to supplement all of that craziness that they do out there. And I just think it's wrong.
Yep.
I agree with you.
Such a beautiful state, too. It's such a shame. I mean,
I know. My daughter lives in San Diego, and I finally talked her into moving back to Dallas. But I've had to promise some trips. I think she's going to be in withdrawal. I do.
I know. California, I mean, we drove from Seattle all the way through to Phoenix on Highway 1. And
oh, my gosh.
It is Northern California. But first of all, Oregon is California without the people. I mean, it's just stunning. I mean, it is stunning. And Northern California is gorgeous. It's just politics and laws and just kind of everything's run amok. It's a shame.
Well, but you know what? We still have hope. Every day, people get up, and more people now are getting up and getting dressed and going to work, and they're paying more attention to what's going on around them and how that policy impacts them, and that's huge because it's when, you know, the founders intended that we would have an educated electorate, and without that, we decline into Venezuela.
Yeah.
Because, and, you know, which is another thing we should talk about sometime because that needs a lot of care and attention right now, but, you know, the thing is that when we give up, everything goes to seed, and which is not a good thing for us.
Yeah.
So you just have to keep up your good work. I mean, you are at the last of the fourth estate.
We have to keep talking. Have to keep talking. Camera, always a pleasure. Clifton Network Partners is where they find you. Camera Clifton, appreciate your time.
God bless you, and you take care.
God bless you. At a quarter after eight. ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines coming up.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds. Oh, switching to GEICO could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com.
All right, sports headlines at 8:16.
It's an exciting time in Illini Nation when we see Rivals.com ranking this recruiting class in basketball at number 13.
Yep, that's really good.
So we've got a couple of big men, including a 7-footer from Senegal and 3 guards. So I guess Coach Brad Underwood in his second season was really looking at areas of need. And these letters of intent were signed yesterday, and things are looking up.
Yep. It'll be fun to see the new team, and there's a lot of talent. Got to get her together, but it could be pretty cool. I mean, we've got some athletes. It'll be fun.
Also, when it comes to the Illini and athletes, our softball team, a doubleheader today. There's been some rearranging in the schedule. NBA season wraps. The Detroit Pistons over the Chicago Bulls 119-87 last night. Now on to the playoffs, and lots of folks team-wise looking at the draft. All right, we had the Brewers beat the Cardinals yesterday. I know Yadier Molina served that 1-year game suspension for contact with umpire Tim Timmons. So I thought he was going to appeal it, but, you know.
He did and then dropped it.
I see. Okay.
Get it over with. Move on.
Exactly. Cincinnati 540 today on ESPN 93.5. 3-2 was the final yesterday. Here's your Redbird recap.
Albers was tough. He picked up his first save of the year, and the Cardinals lose both series to Arizona and to Milwaukee.
Final score yesterday, 3-2. And when Albers came in, he gave up hits to Ozuna and Martinez, but got Colton Wong on a foul ball to the second baseman and struck out pinch hitter Dexter Fowler batting for Harrison Bader. Tommy Pham made it a one-run game with a home run off Josh Hader, who has been so tough on the Cardinals and about everybody else. But the Cardinals went 2-4 on the homestand. Now play 4 in Cincinnati, 3 in Chicago on the road trip.
And that starts tomorrow on the air at 4:45 with the pregame show as Michael Walker will get the start against Sal Romano. 4 in Cincinnati, 3 in Chicago.
That'll be fun for the Cubs.
I don't know. Something about
Cup
cards.
We can't play with you.
I mean,
we won't even score a run.
You never
You're so
know.
Good at baseball. Cardinals can't compete with the Cubs, can
this
they?
This is why we play them.
They'd never beat them, would they? Ever?
That series coming up, the 16th through the 18th.
The Cubs are loaded, and they're just stretching it out. They don't have Rizzo right now, so here they go.
Okay. So, in any case, Cubs did win yesterday 13-5 over Pittsburgh. Evidently, the Pirates spent their pitching the day before on the Cubs home opener.
I don't think the Pirates have pitching, but I will say their lineup's way better than I thought. All right.
120 first pitch on US 105.9.
Here's
your short show of it.
Yeah, okay. ESPN 93.5, 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good. 75 with sunshine. Windy today. 70 the high tomorrow, down to around 60. Slight chance of precipitation. That bumps up to a 50% chance of rain with a high 65. Saturday, 45 with a 60% chance of late showers on Sunday's forecast. 56 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right. We will talk a little Illinois Marathon with Terry Lipscomb, Mercy's Refuge. We're kind of part of that with Christian FM.
Mm-hmm.
Touch on that next. John Decker live from the White House, still to come.
From the Fox Business Network, Apple is making a major move into music. It's promoting the head of its European music business to head Apple Music Worldwide. Oliver Schuster has been with Apple since 2004. He introduced iTunes in Europe. The Wall Street Journal says Apple Music is eating into Spotify's lead and is expected to take over Spotify as the world's biggest music market this summer. The Daily Mail says Apple will scrap its iTunes store next March to focus on a subscription model instead. Fewer people are shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond. The company's sales declined in the recent quarter, even though its online sales improved. Airbag company Takata has been sold to Key Safety Systems, the China-based auto supplier. Takata was dealing with massive costs after at least 22 deaths were linked to its defective airbag inflators. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Terry Lipscomb is with Mercy's Refuge. Tell people what Mercy's Refuge is.
It's a 6 to 9 month residential program, and it's provided at no cost and designed to serve women who are seeking freedom from life-controlling issues or past traumatic events.
Okay. And you help how many women in our area?
We've been open for 16 months, and we have served 12 women and two babies.
Okay. And the babies are adopted? Is that how it works?
No. These are women that came when they were pregnant and delivered the baby during the 6 to 9 month time that they were there. So the babies were living with them.
I got you. Okay. Terry Lipscomb, Mercy's Refuge. We're kind of partnering on Christian FM with you for the Illinois Marathon, right?
You sure are in the Run for Mercy at the which will be actually happening on April the 27th and 28th.
All right. What do you need from volunteers, Terry?
Well, when you sign up or you want to run or walk in any event and raise funds for Mercy's Refuge, we offer discounted race registrations, special thank you gifts, and just the joy of knowing that you're helping women experience freedom from their crisis situation. And if you want full details on that, you have a link on your website so that they can visit us online at christian953.com for more information about that. But we'd also want to say that if you're not a runner or a walker, you can still support these women by making a secure online donation or creating a fundraising page and fundraising for us without running or walking by going to the information online at Christian953.com.
Okay, Christian953.com, Mercy's Refuge, partnering with our Christian station. And it's coming up the 27th. And we hope people participate and help you. You're saving babies. You're saving lives, Terry.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling us and helping us out with this. You've been wonderful.
Well, tell people where Mercy's Refuge can be found as far as your website as well.
All right. Our website would be mercysrefuge.org. And Mercy's is spelled with an I, so that would be M-E-R-C-I-S, refuge.org.
Chief Development Officer, Mercy's Refuge, Terry Lipscomb. Hope it goes really well. Thank you. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much.
You betcha. 826. ESPN 93.5, Mercy's Refuge. Okay, we are back from our hard work and experience.
In fact, we got a text in to 359-2255 from Michelle, and she had said,
yeah,
Stevie, We enjoyed having you work with us yesterday.
Thank you,
are
Michelle.
Welcome to join our team anytime.
Let me consider the options. And let me get back to you. I'd rather go eat bagels in the office versus actually work.
Yeah, the physical labor yeah. stuff, if you're not used to it,
and then,
can take a toll.
And, you know, it's not for the weak-stomached, you know?
Yeah.
I'm kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Uh-huh.
827, here's kind of what happened yesterday.
I'm going over my little bag thing here. I better clip my nails just in case I want to bite them. Yeah, I got a nip and clip right here. Nip and clip.
I'm a hard-working man.
I left my blue bag in the other car. I don't think I'm equipped to do this.
Jay Lehman's rooting you on.
Jay, this is what it's called, singing for your dinner.
I did not think I would be doing this.
Woo! I can do this job.
Gross.
Column. And so what are we doing here?
We're going to service a couple of their porta potties, get them ready for a party they're having tonight.
I don't want to think about this stick. The stick is grossing me out.
I would say an A, a solid A.
Yeah, thank you, Russ Gulliford, for having me out there. Solid A is what he gave me.
Yes.
I said, Russ, I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of niceties, but it was noon. I said, I got to go. But really? By 2:30, you asked me to leave? Okay, it's been fun. You got to go. You are hurting my business, sir. It's time for you to go. Fun's over. We got to get some work done.
Right.
All right. Well, break for the news. John Decker, he's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, a.k.a. the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, ESPN 92.5.
Heavy, heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Isaac. Please move all laptops and
leave. Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
Welcome to Westin. Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, if I wanted to fire Robert Mueller in December, as reported by the failing New York Times, I would have fired him. Just more fake news from a biased newspaper. As for the FBI raid on the president's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, we're now finding out
they wanted more details on the Access Hollywood tape, apparently raising new questions about whether there were other attempted payoffs in the 2016 campaign. It appears to be an attempt to link that tape to the payment to the porn star Stormy Daniels.
Fox's Ed Henry at the White House. The president's choice to take over as Secretary of State has a confirmation hearing today.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee as part of his nomination process, expected to emphasize President Trump's mission on the world stage, as well as how he plans to fill key vacancies at the State Department.
Talks to Sean Langell in D.C. Pompeo would replace Rex Tillerson if confirmed the president fired him. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Mexican restaurant will be the first retail tenant announced for the Carl at the Fields development. The News Gazette says El Toro will be a 3,800-square-foot restaurant in one of the two buildings. A Hampton Inn and Suites also is going in at the development. A big grand opening today. WCIA says today is the grand opening for the Synchrony Emerging Technology Center at Research Park. Synchrony is a Fortune 500 company based in Connecticut. Synchrony is the largest private label credit card issuer in the country. Quick reminder that we're getting close to tax day. Tax day falls on April 15th, but this year your taxes aren't due until April 17th. The IRS says last year more than 14 million individual income tax returns were filed in the week leading up to the filing deadline. Some things to remember, if you make less than $66,000 a year, the IRS will let you file on their website for free. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalco.
What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
If somebody says, I don't want my employees engaging in politics on the job, that doesn't mean that I can't, as the owner of the company, engage in politics. That's not a hypocrisy. That's not an inconsistency. If I own a company, I have every damn right to run it into the ground. If I feel like my political motivations are more important than my profit motives, well, guess what? It's my business. It's like you owning a car. Nobody can tell you, man, you better take that to the car wash. Your house. You choose to want to mow the lawn. Somebody owns a business, they can drive it into the ground if they want. But they'll be damned if they're going to let one of their employees do it.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
If you're drafting a quarterback, what are you really looking for? Size, speed, arm strength?
Most experts would agree, it's accuracy. The same is true when you're hiring. You're not looking for attempts, you're looking for completions. You're looking for the right candidate for the job, and you can find them at ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful technology learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job.
And our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/draft. That's ZipRecruiter.com/draft.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Napa Know How.
Time to start adding to your bucket list. No, not the skydiving meet your idol bucket list, the Napa bucket list. Because now when you buy a Napa bucket for $2.99, you'll get 20% off items you can fit inside. Minimum $50 purchase. So live a little and save a lot with the Napa bucket and 20% off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 4/30/18.
Previously on Paying Carp, they have a timeline for how you would transition from a club team to a Big Ten team.
Oh, really?
And it would take all of 3 seasons.
I think it would be great. I know when I would take the boys when we were younger, when we would go, we'd stand right on the ice, and it was just packed.
Yeah.
And if you built a 5,000-8,000 seat stadium,
oh, that would be perfect.
And you had hockey, I think you would have big crowds, and I don't think it would just be students.
This thing would be big right away.
Yes.
Tune in weekdays 4-6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN 93.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. How about this beautiful sky?
It's awesome. Everybody's in a good mood. Yeah. I expect TVJ Broadcasting to not have many people here today.
What?
Because, you know, we have appointments. We have people to see.
Uh-huh. Why the golf club sticking out of your window then?
Exactly. Sitting in the car looking at the phone with the window.
Why are you wearing clean?
At a park.
Why are you wearing golf shoes to work?
75 our high, 57 our low. Winds in the southwest at 22 miles per hour. Just a slight chance of precipitation later. 20% chance of showers on Friday's forecast. High 70, low 60. Chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and windy conditions Saturday at 50%. 60% chance of light rain coming our way on Sunday, but that is late. High 45. We're currently at 57. ESPN 93.5.
Live to the White House. Next.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz is coming in a spectacular new live stage show. Travel down the Yellow Brick Road in this amazing production based on the classic 1939 MGM film. Bring the entire family to experience this beloved American classic live on stage. The wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Thursday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets on sale now at statefarmcenter.com or call 1-866-ALINI-1, part of the State Farm Center and Champaign's WCIA Broadway series.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. When I was a child, I had lots of fears. Fear of the dark, of dogs, of Santa Claus, fear of spiders, etc., etc. And in my early teenage years, I had awkward feelings and fears about encounters with girls. I think most people have similar fears, and I think you can relate. But as we grow up, we start overcoming fears, yet we hold on to some fears, and they become chains enslaving us. What fears do you have that are like chains weighing you down? Do you like chains? What will you do differently going forward to overcome them? If you don't take that step, they will always weigh you down. If you take that step, what's the worst that could happen? Rejection, failure? And is that worse than being chained? So today ask yourself, what will I do differently or what step will I take to overcome my fears? I'm so excited to be one of the partners hosting the Global Leadership Conference in Champaign-Urbana with Vineyard Church and WBGL on August 9th and 10th. For more information, go to HabibHabib.com.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery. Spring is finally here, and Country Arbors is open and ready to supply you with all your home and garden needs. We grow hundreds of thousands of annuals and 600 varieties of perennials right here in Urbana. If you're looking for a large shade tree, then you want to come out and see our thousands of trees dug and ready to be planted. Country Arbors offers a planting service on all our trees. Buy three or more trees, and we'll give you 20% discount on the tree and the planting. We guarantee all of our larger trees that we plant for 5 years. And don't forget, we deliver dozens of different mulches and stone. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
Have you ever spent a night on organic cotton sheets? If you have, you've probably never slept better. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable, 100% organic cotton sheets you will ever sleep on. You can't buy our sheets in store, only on our website. Because we only sell them online at bullandbranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. You won't believe how comfortable 100% organic cotton sheets can feel until you try Bull & Branch. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Bull & Branch sheets, including three U.S. presidents. Don't just take my word for it. Sleep on our sheets risk-free for a month. If they're not the most comfortable you've ever slept on, you can send them back for a refund. Plus, if you order right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code SLEEP. BullandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Great food, great selection, a great atmosphere. Addie's Bar and Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club. Choose from many great meal options off their new refreshed menu. For an online menu, visit Addie's.net. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Off Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana, it's something to come back for.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
It is 8:40, ESPN 93.5.
John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, John Decker.
Hey, Stevie, good to be on the show today. How are you doing today?
I'm great. You made international news with your parting question. Why don't you just fire Robert Mueller? And it was John Decker.
Right.
Question is, and then he pointed to you and said, why don't I just fold his arms? And that was the lead. It was your question, Ace Reporter. Way to go.
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah, it was. You know, he repeated the question that I asked him back. He said, why don't I fire Mueller? I say, Bill, why don't you just fire the guy? And, of course, his response made, as you say, international news. And it's led to all the stories that we've seen since about whether, indeed, he's considering firing Mueller, whether he has the authority to fire Mueller, whether Mueller is safe in his position. So, you know, it's the question I thought that needed to be asked on that particular day.
The word sucker comes to my mind. This is a sucker bet. I mean, you would never...
Tell me.
If the feds...
were trying to catch car thieves and put $500 bills on the driver's seat. They'd want you to break the window so they could catch you. You don't fire Robert Mueller. This is a sucker play. The president has to know there's some baiting going on here. It's not going to end anything. It would just start it again. He just got to hang in there. You can't. And do you agree with that?
I do. I do agree with that. I do believe the president does have the authority to fire Bob Mueller if he wishes to do so. The Constitution, Article 2, grants him that authority. But that being said, it would unleash just a political snowstorm. And I don't know if you'd have Republican support for a move like that. We've heard Republicans say, don't do that, Mr. President. Bad move, Mr. President. And I think that's the thing that's prevented the president from doing just that.
As the only lawyer in press row, would you tell the president he should talk to Bob Mueller, or is that kind of a trap too?
I would tell the president not to talk to Bob Mueller, and Bob Mueller, given the fact that he wishes to speak to the president, if he gets denied that request by the office of the president, he can subpoena the president. The president might want to avoid that from occurring. But right now, I see no need for the president to sit down and talk to Bob Mueller.
Would it end it?
No. It may open up some new doors.
He just simply says, no, that's not true, and make sure his lawyer's by him. Then he says, I don't recall and I can't remember. And you just do that over and over if you don't know it.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's very true. That's the way to answer those questions. But, you know, it strikes me that the president, just based upon the way he goes about answering questions and doing his job, he's not one to just sort of follow the roadmap that you've just laid out for him, Steve. You know, he is a person who just denies, you know, rather than saying, I don't recall. And that sort of would lead him into what you call a perjury trap, if indeed he denies something when Mueller has proof that, you know, something that he's denying actually did occur.
I think the biggest mistake of the Trump presidency was Jeff Sessions, period. That's what I think.
Well, it's turning out that way, right?
Yeah.
It's unfortunate for the president because that recusal, the president is very correct, that recusal set in motion all of this.
Yeah.
If there was no recusal, there would be no Bob Mueller, and that's just the fact of the matter.
And if the country wants to go through 2 years of H.E. double toothpicks with impeachment, then vote the Democrats back into control, because that's what would happen leading up to the next election for the presidency. Nobody wants the country to go through that, but that's what the far left want to do. And if you're going to start, you know, expelling presidents based on you don't like him and he makes you mad and you hate him, that's a bad precedent.
Well, I believe you're right. It is a bad precedent. And, you know, there are Democrats on the far left that very much would like to impeach this president if they gain control of the House of Representatives. I don't know what for, because everything that I've seen that's out there publicly shows no crimes and misdemeanors that were committed by the president. So I don't know, you know, what the articles of impeachment would be for. But you can do anything in terms of impeachment. It's a political game, not a legal game. And you know, right now, you know, the president is concerned about that. That's the reason why he's campaigning hard to hold on to the House and hold on to the Senate, keep it in Republican hands. And of course, we had yesterday the news of Paul Ryan announcing that he's stepping down as the House Speaker, which has set off a little bit of, you know, a race to succeed him. Steve Scalise of Louisiana running against Kevin McCarthy, likely for that post.
Yeah.
So that's going to be an interesting race.
I thought Kevin McCarthy had stuff. That's why he kind of backed down from the first race with Paul Ryan. I thought there was some scandalous things there, and I won't go any more. I just remember there's something. I don't know if that's going to play into this. And Scalise, I think everybody likes Steve Scalise for sure. We'll just have to wait and see how it all plays out, I guess.
Yeah, and Steve Scalise, if he were elected the next leader for Republicans in the House, he would be leapfrogging over Kevin McCarthy, who, you know, in terms of the leadership ladder, ranks above him, is one rung above him. But you're right, people like Steve Scalise, and I think he's got a lot of support in the party. I mean, so does Kevin McCarthy. Both of them, interestingly enough, Stevie, are well-liked by the president.
Mm-hmm.
Both Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy, good friends with the president, so I don't think he's going to take sides in a race.
But it'd be like a junior point guard and a freshman comes in and he's a five-star going to the NBA.
Yeah,
that kid doesn't play because he's been there 2 years. It's just who's better. That's what I would
that's
do.
Right.
Who's better? You're the man, John. You're the best. I appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, Steve. You have a great day, great rest of the week, and a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
John Decker live at the White House. Fox News Ace Radio reporter, the only lawyer in the room with the press row. All right, so darn good on the radio, we made a theme song.
Yes, yeah. In fact, someone had said, why don't other guests get a theme?
Because they're not as good as John.
Oh,
flat and simple.
I see.
Let's be honest. And I haven't thought of any others, that's
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
Here we go with sports headlines.
College basketball spring signing day yesterday turned out pretty good for Illini Nation. We've got a 7-footer from Senegal as a couple of big men head our way, and 3 guards for Coach Brad Underwood's second season. So 5 players signed on the dotted line, and we've been ranked at number 13 on Rivals.com. On to more basketball news. As the NBA season wraps, the Pistons beat the Bulls 119-87. I know a lot of people in Chicago were rooting for the Bulls to not play well because they want a better draft pick. Is that how that works?
Yeah, because you're supposed to lose games that don't matter so you can get a better player for next year. And so it's called tanking. And, oh, we'd never tank. Yeah, you do, because you pull your best players. And the other guys are playing hard, but they're not as good, so it's tanking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what evidently was happening at the end of this season.
I mean, because why would you win if it hurts your draft position? You're not going to playoffs anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So then you say, well, that's not full of integrity. Well, just don't play your best players. Play the manager.
True.
Put a uniform on them. Play Stevie J. Come on.
Okay. We had the Brewers beat the Cardinals yesterday 3-2. Yadier Molina served that 1-game suspension after all. Had some contact with the umpire, Tim Timmons.
If a guy calls you an MF-er, you just can't go.
I didn't realize that was the word.
He called him the M word and essentially was saying that blank is framing him, that blank is framing him.
The pitch is being framed, which is totally legal.
Right, no, it's fine. It's just that he was directing and using derogatory. It wasn't necessarily you are a.
Right.
It says that blank is doing that, and he's talking to the umpire.
Right.
And then Yachty's going, you did, and he just went crazy. He went nutty, and I don't know if you would have. Listen, if Yadier Molina gets that mad, that was bad form. And the Arizona manager has come back and said, I'm disappointed how I handled that.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, point made. The Cardinals will face Cincinnati and start that series, and you'll hear the action here late this afternoon on ESPN 93.5. We've got your Redbird recap right now.
Albers was tough. He picked up his first save of the year, and the Cardinals lose both series to Arizona and to Milwaukee.
Final score yesterday, 3-2, and when Albers came in, he gave up hits to Ozuna and Martinez, but got Colton Wong on a foul ball to the second baseman and struck out pinch hitter Dexter Fowler batting for Harrison Bader. Tommy Pham made it a one-run game with a home run off Josh Hader, who has been so tough on the Cardinals and about everybody else, but the Cardinals went 2-4 on the homestand, now play 4 in Cincinnati, 3 in Chicago on the road trip.
And that starts tomorrow on the air at 4:45 with the pregame show, as Michael Walker will get the start against Sal Romano. 4 in Cincinnati, 3 in Chicago.
Couple of wins from the Chicago teams. Cubs over Pittsburgh 13-5, 120. They'll wrap that series on U.S. 105.9. Chicago White Sox over Tampa Bay 2-1 with Matt Davidson getting a big hit. They've got Minnesota tonight at 7:10. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
The buzz this time of year is nature's coming alive. Your yard is an important part of the special place called home. At Spring Green, it's our favorite time of year. For a limited time, new customers save 20% on Spring Green's full program. Nurture your outdoor space with Spring Green, your local lawn care professionals. They take special care of your lawn and landscape investment for a trouble-free lawn. Because precise and well-timed applications encourage your landscape to grow and prosper. Their guarantee of satisfaction states, if you're not happy, they'll make it right or refund the entire cost of that application. Serving Champaign Urbana and Mattoon Charleston for over 35 years. Call your local Spring Green at 217-359-2111. 217-359-2111. 1 or on the web at spring-green.com for the convenience of America's neighborhood lawn care team. Great food, great selection, great atmosphere. Addie's Bar and Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club. From their loaded nachos to their gourmet burgers. For an online menu, visit addies.net and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Addie's off Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana. It's something to come back for.
Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club is celebrating 50 years of serving youth throughout our community. Since 1968, the club has been a safe place for youth between the ages of 6 to 18 to get academic help, participate in sports and recreation, talk with a mentor, and more. Please join us in celebration of the National Boys and Girls Club Week, April 9 through 13, as we look forward to the next 50 years of opening doors to brighter futures. Your support makes it happen. For more information, visit us at dmbgc.org or call us at 355-KIDS. What door would you open for a kid today?
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day fabulous weather from the National Weather Service.
Up to 75 with the sunshine. A little breezy down to 57 this evening. Slight chance of some showers late. More clouds tomorrow. High 70, low 60. 20% chance of showers. Breezy. And we've got scattered showers and thunderstorms. Windy conditions on Saturday's forecast. High 65. 46 with a rainy Sunday expected. Right now the temperature's at 60.
Yeah.
ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, after the 40s on the weekend, it looks like it's blipping back up.
Right.
And, you know, I'm getting in the car. It's brighter earlier. I love that. It's just when you drive to work all the time in the dark, it's just not as fun. So we got that going for us. Days are longer. Little League Baseball starting up. Fun.
Exactly.
If you need your home painted, whitepreciision.com. You might as well get a quote. What's your plan? You need it painted. See some paint chips over there. Before and after pictures at whyprecision.com.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Ebert will give you a free quote. Come out. Check it out. And they are really good at painting.
You just think about that honey-do list this spring. Take one off of there.
Well, and plus, it's not that expensive. And what they'll do, you'll go, man, oh, man, that's the painted to last. They scrape it properly. They do all the right stuff. You just throw paint on there, and she chips the next year. So once you go to whyprecision.com. All right, Jeremy Warner program coming up next. This is the Illini basketball team taking shape with a bunch of people. Not only do I need a program, I need some spelling phonetically.
Giorgio Boschuanaselli.
Well, that was solid.
How about that?
I need a pronouncer, as we say in the biz.
Exactly.
Okay, you have a great rest of your day.
Enjoy the day, Stevie J.
Thank you for Illinois Portable.
And good job yesterday.
Thank you very much.
Hard working man.
Yep. Thank you to Illinois Portable Toilets and Gulliford for having me. Russ, thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow to kick off our weekend. ESPN 93.5. That's Diane. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Thursday.
Have